We are joined by Mr. Dick Pound. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
Does the punishment fit the crime here? Do you like the punishment the International Olympic Committee has handed down here?
Parts of it, for sure. I think the banning of a Russian team was both necessary for a number of reasons and appropriate in the circumstances. I'm a little less persuaded by the allowing the so-called clean athletes from a corrupt system to participate. I thought the degree of involvement by the Russian government attacking the Olympic movement was pretty much along the lines of apartheid or what's happened in Kuwait, and that there should have been a blanket ban. But I can live with the individuals participating, and, you know, as long as they are held to a reasonable standard of evidence that that they are not doping.
But in that breath, you're basically, does that not say that you're assuming that everybody's guilty then? And listen, I get there are a lot of people that were guilty, but it's maybe not everybody was, and that's what the International Olympic Committee is saying. Don't punish everybody here.
Well, and that's a view. That's not a ditch that I would be prepared to die in, but I think it would have a better message about really, really egregious conduct on the part of the Russian government to say, I'm sorry, everybody in Russia is complicit one way or another in this, and you've all got to pay the price.
But, yeah. It would be difficult, Dick, to ensure that even those deemed clean have actually done it clean, given the level of systemic doping that has gone on in Russia. And that, to me, you know, is again, it's a sign that really the athletes and the dopers and all of that are still ahead of the testing. And that's what makes this so frustrating, is that there's still ways around the testing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit like the Armstrong days, where he said, I've been tested 200 times and I've never tested positive. That's all that means. It doesn't mean that he wasn't using stuff, because he then later acknowledged that he was. So the mere fact that you come forward as a Russian athlete and say, well, listen, here's my record, I've never tested positive, does not answer the full question. So one can be a little skeptical about that.
Dick Pound with us here on Sportsnet 650. I guess one area that I feel is maybe a caveat or maybe a small victory for Russia, two significant rulings I thought that the International Olympic Committee pointed out, that any of its athletes competing under a neutral flag will be referred to as Olympic athletes from Russia. Now, this is a bit of a departure from how the IOC handled neutral athletes in the past. For example, athletes from Kuwait, which was barred from the 2016 Summer Games, they were identified as independent Olympic athletes last year in Rio. So does that feel like a bit of a let them off the hook a little bit here for the Russian athletes?
Well, you know, that was certainly my initial reaction to that. But then I thought, you know, you're going to be there, Olympic athlete from Russia. You're going to be wearing something that reminds everybody at the games and the billions of people who will watch it all around the world that you come from a country that's been booted for cheating. And while the IOC is not an organization well known for its sense of irony, that's not bad when you think about it. And I'm not sure whether they figured out what the impact of that may be in the end.
Dick Pound, our guest here on Sportsnet's starting lineup. So when I look at the punishment, Dick, I see that it's very focused on Russia as a country and the fact that they had systemic doping. And I feel that has to be a part of this, right? Because you have to some level, make this a deterrent for future countries that even ponder the idea of having this level of systemic doping.
Absolutely. I mean, there should be a major deterrent effect from this. You know, if you're looking at it, Canada or Guatemala or whatever it may be, and say, oof, if they're prepared to do this to one of the three biggest sporting powers in the world for not following the rules, imagine what they do to us. So maybe we better make sure that we have our act together before we get further down the road.
Here's something that I kind of found funny with this. So yesterday's decision, I mean, I think a lot of people wonder if it could have consequences for another major sports event, which is scheduled to be held in Russia next year, and that's the $11 billion World Cup of Soccer. And the funny thing is the nation's deputy prime minister, Vitaly Mutko, who was Russia's top sports official during the Sochi Games in 2014 and was directly implicated in all of this, he was barred for life from the Olympics yesterday as part of the ruling. But yet FIFA basically came out yesterday with their own statement and said the punishment handed down by the IOC would have no impact on its preparations for the tournament, which starts next June. That feels like the most FIFA thing that FIFA could say. What do you take? What goes through your mind when you hear something like that from FIFA?
Well, it kind of makes their spines look like those of a mollusk, and it's pretty clear that FIFA is not really willing to do anything about Russia. I mean, they have not followed up on the offers from Rodchenkov to show how the 2014 World Cup team was doped. They've kept their heads down on the very, very iffy joint award of 2018 and 2022 to Russia and that world soccer power, Qatar. I think they've got all kinds of problems at a financial, ethical, and legal level, and they should start thinking about taking some steps to restore some level of integrity in the sport.
Well, Russian tampering. Does this mean we need to start drug testing U.S. President Donald Trump now, Dick?
I'm not going to go there.
Fair enough. Well, on that note, thank you very much for taking the time here this morning, and all the best during the holiday season, Dick.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Pleasure to be on.